Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Hidden Worldviews, Eight Cultural Stories That Shape Our Lives, by Steve Wilkins and Mark L. Sanford, narrated by Lyle Blaker. 1. Worldviews Over Coffee at Starbucks. When Christians see a book about worldviews, they automatically assume it is about apologetics, a defense of the Christian faith. That assumption is correct for this book as well, but this is apologetics with an important twist. Like other worldview books, we attempt to demonstrate the inadequacies of non-Christian thought systems or life orientations, and to convince readers that Christianity offers something better. But that is not our only goal, and perhaps it is not even our primary purpose. The twist is that this apologetics book also aims to provoke Christians to adopt a Christian worldview. Too often, we assume that non-Christian worldviews stay safely on the other side of the church door. As you will see, we believe that this is far from the case. In fact, much of this book grows out of our own self-reflection to isolate areas where hidden worldviews, alien to Christianity, have crept into our thoughts and lifestyles. The theory that Christians are largely immune to the influence of non-Christian thought structures is often unconsciously perpetuated by worldview books that identify atheistic existentialism, postmodern deconstructionism, Marxism, or similar philosophical systems as Christianity's main competitors. These worldviews are, to be sure, contrary to a Christian view of the world in fundamental ways, and it is completely proper to frame an intellectual response to them. However, stopping here has two important limitations. First, somewhere along the line, Christians have bought into the idea that philosophies born and perpetuated in universities represent the greatest challenge to a Christian worldview. We believe that is wrong-headed. How many people do you know who are locked in deep conflict over whether to become an atheistic existentialist or a Christian? How many committed Marxists do you run into on a daily basis? The reality is that we don't really encounter massive herds of people enticed by the thought systems found in a typical worldview book. The second limitation of most worldview books is that they let Christian readers off the hook too easily. After reading such books, they frequently will conclude that the author is correct about the deficiencies of competing ideas and the sufficiency of Christian ideas. Because of this agreement, Christians often further conclude that their faith remains untainted by contrary worldviews. This creates a dangerous situation if the real competition for the hearts and minds of Christians and non-Christians alike does not spring from the academy, where the worldviews are clearly formulated and expressed. What if the real competition comes from worldviews we do not see at all, even if they surround us? We believe this is the situation. It is not the worldviews that begin as theories or intellectual systems that mold the lives and beliefs of most people. Instead, the most powerful influences come from worldviews that emerge from culture. They are all around us, but are so deeply embedded in culture that we don't see them. In other words, these worldviews are hidden in plain sight. We will occasionally call them lived worldviews because we are more likely to absorb them through cultural contact than adopt them through a rational evaluation of competing theories. These lived worldviews are popular philosophies of life that have few intellectual proponents but vast numbers of practitioners. The eight belief systems we identify as hidden worldviews, individualism, consumerism, nationalism, moral relativism, naturalism, the New Age, postmodern tribalism, and salvation by therapy, fit this model. This is certainly not an exhaustive list, but they are among the most pervasive, life-shaping perspectives in North American culture. Note, you might note, for example, that we do not address the major world religions, which certainly fit the category of lived worldviews. We have not
Sample complete. Ready to continue?